Good friend, excellent hockey goaltender, and avid hunter Jared Secundo and I were talking about his recent season in the wilderness. I asked him how he made out.
It was a struggle as usual, but yeah, I mean, I was able to fill a few tags and put some meat in the freezer. I got a black bear. We do a lot of hound hunting up on the border of the Frank Church. We got the hounds and we got the bear bait. What'll happen is I snowmobile bait into the area in early spring, and you got to go over a 7,000 or 7,600 foot summit to get there. So basically you got to snowmobile in until mid-June or so, until the road's accessible by vehicle. And so I take about 1,000 pounds of bait over in the springtime, and we go in and we set baits and let them sit for a week. And once the bears start hitting it, we'll get back in there with the hound dogs and we'll just run over the baits each day that we're up there hunting. And if a bait has been hit, then we'll let the dogs go. And about, I don't know, 75% of the time they do well and tree a bear. So we did pretty good last year. I think we treed 15 or 16 bears in just under, I think it was 7 or 8 days of fall hunting.
Jared says that he rarely, if ever, eats any meat that he hasn't harvested from the wild. And that makes him a truly bona fide hunter in my mind. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.